and this is VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. On January 27th of this year, there were more than 1,500 homeless people living in Vermont. That's an annual snapshot that's down slightly from last year, according to a new report from the Vermont Coalition to End Homelessness and the Chittenden County Homeless Alliance. But that number doesn't tell the whole story. Here to help us learn more about the new data is Sarah Kobolensky. She's the co-chair of the coalition. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Glad to do so, Alex.
So we had fewer homeless people in Chittenden County, but more people elsewhere in the state. Let's take this in turns. What's behind a pretty significant decrease in Chittenden County, down nearly 12%?
Well, I think that the efforts to have additional emergency housing through a variety of programs that have gone on have really had an effect there, in addition to some special programs, including the Vermont Rental Subsidy Program and others of the targeted programs for special populations that have made the difference.
At the same time, there was a slight uptick in the homeless number on this particular night for the rest of the state, up by just about 2.4%. What's behind that slight increase?
We still are struggling with the issues of permanent housing all around the state and the availability of adequate housing, as well as the availability of emergency options. We have to, I think, look at trends over time, and I think that in general and other parts of the state, we're sort of fairly static. We are making improvements in one spot or another, but we're not really cracking the problem yet on a whole statewide basis.
When I look at your numbers on this particular one-night census over the last few years, I've noticed there has been an upward trend in the number of homeless Vermonters since 2011, though it has gone down slightly this year. Do you expect that to continue?
I do expect it to continue until we can really master the issue of sufficient housing stock and sufficient affordable housing for people in the state. In general, in most parts of the state, we're running at under a 1% vacancy rate in the rental housing market. And as long as we don't have a healthy housing market, and a healthy housing market is more in the vicinity of a 4 or 5% vacancy rate, then folks struggle to have a place to be.
I want to talk some more about the issue of rental stock that you mentioned. There was a recent report by the Vermont Affordable Housing Coalition that found Vermont is the 13th most expensive state in the country when it comes to rental housing. You mentioned the low vacancy rate. Sheltering homeless people for a short period of time is one thing, but getting them into homes seems to be a longer-term solution. How do you do that in a place like Vermont where rental housing is so expensive?
One of the things that we are trying to do is to share the story, share the problem, and have everyone in the community understand the significance of a place to be, a home for everyone. And property is owned by lots of different people, and lots of folks have the potential to be creating housing opportunities for others. For instance, there was an initiative, an enterprise going on in the Brattleboro area for a while in which accessory apartments were being added to housing, and there were some special permitting arrangements that community made. And there are other property owners who are looking at renovating some of the older and more worn out housing stock to bring it back up to a more desirable kind of level. There are many kinds of opportunities and ways to think about freshening the housing stock that we have, and then the challenge of figuring out how to create new housing stock. But if we share the problem, then it will not only be those folks who are working specifically in the domain of homeless services that will be part of the solution.
We've been talking with Sarah Kobolensky. She's the co-chair of the Vermont Coalition to End Homelessness. She also works with the Upper Valley Haven and White River Junction. Sarah, thank you.
Thank you.